Hi, I'm Sue Fleece, and I'm the author of Flash and Gleam, Light in Our World, and I'm here to talk to you about the companion book to Flash and Gleam that comes out in 2022 called Rumble and Roar, Sound Around the World. And it is basically an intersection of poetry and nonfiction. It follows the same format where it's a long spare poem and lets these beautiful illustrations tell the story, and then in the back there's some great back matter about different sounds that we hear, how we hear sound, sounds that animals make, sounds that people make, and why we make sounds. And it was really fun to do research for that book. The biggest challenge for me was deciding which sounds and which areas to focus on as far as geographically. Of course, there's sound around the world, so it was tough to make those decisions, but of course, with the help of my brilliant editor, we were able to narrow it down. Two of the locations are the Brazilian rainforest and the Swiss Alps, and I have been to the Swiss Alps. I have not been to Brazil. And one of the sounds that we hear in the book is a cow chomping and chewing and mooing. And that takes place in the Swiss Alps, which is near and dear to my heart, one of my favorite vacations. Once we finally figured out which sounds and which regions of the world, then I really did a deeper research into those regions and what types of sounds, musical instruments, animals, people and activities happened in those areas, and also just research on the act of sound traveling through the air, traveling through water. So in the back of the book, there's a lot of interesting facts about sound and how we hear and why we communicate with sound. I wrote this book because after I finished Flash and Gleam and saw how amazingly beautiful it came out with the artwork and how the text was so spare yet felt so full once we put the illustrations with it, that I just knew I wanted to do another book. And so I pitched my editor on the idea of sound. And I think before I even heard back, I had written a draft. Thankfully, they agreed that they wanted to do the book. And that is how we came to have Rumble and Roar. While I don't have finished books to hold and show you yet, I will read a little bit of an excerpt. Wake, stir, whistle, whir. Hearts thump, beat and pump. Snarl, growl, screech and howl. One of the wonderful things about writing a book and putting it out in the world is the unexpected benefits of the teachers and librarians and educator communities that come back to you and say, this is how we're using your book. And it's always so wonderful and surprising. And with my book Flash and Gleam, I kept hearing that it was being used for poetry units, but it was also being used for light, units on light. So if you use Rumble and Roar in your classroom or your library, maybe it can be a jumping off point for a poetry unit where you have kids think of their favorite sound, and then they can write a whole poem about that, that person, that object, that animal that makes that sound. Or maybe students can think of a place that they've been and write a descriptive paragraph about all the sounds that they would hear in that place. So I'm sure you guys will come up with many different great ways to use Rumble and Roar, and I hope you have a wonderful year. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.